Cincinnati residents will get two chances next week to offer their feedback on the city's plan to lease some parking garages and all the parking meters to a public-private partnership. The plan would give the city $92 million when the agreement is signed and an annual payment of $3 million. The Greater Cincinnati Port Authority and four private companies would be joining forces to operate the parking facilities. Any rate increases would be capped, and the operating hours would be spelled out in an agreement. A local advisory committee would make all decisions. City Manager Milton Dahoney presented the plan yesterday to council. Chicago is often cited when people talk about letting a private operator control parking.
We would not do a deal like Chicago. They did it, and maybe it fit their needs at the time that they negotiated it.
Dahoney says Chicago's parking rates are set by the private operator, while Cincinnati's would be controlled by a public entity. The Chicago plan is for 24 hours a day, while locally there would be limits on the operating hours. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qualls picked up on this theme during her remarks.
The city manager and the members of his administration are not stupid, that they actually can go and read all of the things that Chicago did wrong. And they are working with a lot of very bright people in the administration and consultants to learn and put together a package.
Besides detailing the parking lease proposal, Dahoney also outlined how the city will use the $92 million upfront payment. Part of it will stabilize the general fund budget through 2015. Other money will go for economic development projects, including adding a 30-story high-rise to the city's downtown. It would replace an old parking garage at 4th and Race. That development would have a 15,000-square-foot grocery store, 300 luxury apartments, and 1,000 parking spaces. In addition, more parking and retail space would be located in the now city-owned Tower Place Mall. Dahoney says the funds could be transformational.
It would, in fact, I think, demonstrate that we did not go into this looking for a one-time fix. This is something that has ramifications and implications for years to come.
The first public hearing on the parking plan is set for Monday evening at 6 o'clock at City Hall. Another session is planned for next Wednesday evening.
Two dozen people spoke at a public hearing last night on a proposal to lease some of Cincinnati's parking facilities to a private operator, and all but a couple of them were opposed to the plan. WVXU's Jay Hanselman reports.
Chad Weldesofer owns Queen City CrossFit in downtown. He's concerned about the possibility of high rates at parking meters near his business.
It makes me really nervous as a business owner because we have competitors right across the river who they could go to, get free parking. They also have lower operating costs over there. So if we lose 35% of our business, I'm very worried that we're not going to be able to keep our doors open.
Initially, the current meter rates of $2 an hour would remain in the Central Business District. City Manager Milton Dahoney said last night it would increase to $2.25 in 2016. Neighborhood meter rates would increase to 75 cents initially, and the next hike to a dollar wouldn't happen until 2019. Capel's has a couple of downtown locations. Rich Capel is also worried.
Reasonably priced on-street parking is essential to this downtown retailer. Available metered parking is abundant in the area of our stores. Please don't raise the rates. Would you consider even a rate rollback in areas where abundant parking is available?
Another business owner also testified, but not about the rates affecting his business. Patrick Jones says the parking plan could hurt downtown nightlife.
My concern is the parking meter's going till 9 o'clock. You've got a great vibe going downtown now, and you're going to kill it if you expect the people. I watch them when I close my business. They're waiting for the meters to become available in front of my store at 6 o'clock so they can park there for free. So what, a couple's going to come down for dinner and then come back to a parking ticket if they've stayed too long?
City administrators are recommending the city lease some garages and lots and all city meters to a partnership involving the Greater Cincinnati Port Authority and four other companies. The city would use the $92 million upfront payment from the agreement to stabilize the general fund budget through 2015 and for economic development projects. Another public hearing on the plan is set for tomorrow evening at 6 at City Hall.
A Hamilton County judge has issued a temporary restraining order keeping Cincinnati from moving forward with a lease agreement for most of the city's parking facilities. The court action came just minutes after City Council approved the controversial plan this afternoon by a 5-4 vote. The judge set a hearing on the issue for March 15th. Councilmember Cecil Thomas supported the plan. He called it a step forward.
It generates revenue for our future growth unless members got other alternatives. I'm looking forward to making sure that we continue to go down that road of balancing our budget. And this is another step in that direction.
Others voting yes were Roxanne Qualls, Yvette Simpson, Wendell Young, and Lori Quinlivan. One of the no votes came from Christopher Smitherman. He says the parking lease does not solve the city's budget problem.
We're still broke, and we haven't dealt with the spending of more expenses than revenue. That really is the discussion. And we're right now, for generations of that have come before us, we are now selling off, we are leasing off an asset that was passed down to this council, and now it's gone.
Others voting no were P.G. Sittenfeld, Chris Seelbach, and Charlie Winburn. The city would lease most of its parking garages and lots and all parking meters to a partnership involving the Greater Cincinnati Port Authority and four private companies. The city would get $92 million up front as part of the agreement and annual payments around $3 million a year. That money would stabilize the general fund budget and fund some major economic development projects.
A Hamilton County judge will hear arguments next Friday to decide whether to issue a permanent injunction that would prevent Cincinnati from moving forward with a parking lease council approved Wednesday. Judge Robert Winkler today denied a city motion to dissolve a temporary restraining order he issued just minutes after the council vote. Attorney Kurt Hartman, representing the citizens who filed the complaint, says there are a couple of issues for the judge to decide.
Concerning the emergency legislation, which deprived the people in the city, people of the city of Cincinnati, the right to vote on this issue, as well as other issues regarding other aspects of the city charter that we don't believe were complied with.
Hartman and city lawyers started the day at the federal courthouse. The city wanted U.S. District Judge Michael Barrett to dismiss the case. But before the hearing, the plaintiffs dropped the only federal issue in their lawsuit, and Barrett later issued an order sending the case back to Hamilton County Common Pleas Court. City Solicitor John Kerp says dropping the federal count was important.
This case all along has been positioned as one of voters' rights and the rights of citizens of Cincinnati to vote on this issue. The plaintiffs gave up that cause of action today. They went into federal court today and said that we are going to dismiss the civil rights cause of action case against the city.
Kerp says the city is also looking for finality in the case, but he does expect the losing side to appeal any decision. He says every day of delay is putting city services and jobs at risk. The parking lease plan would provide the city with nearly $92 million by the end of June, and a portion of that money would be used to balance the budget, which must be in place by July 1st.
A Hamilton County judge could decide next week whether Cincinnati residents will have a chance to vote on the city's plan to lease most of its parking facilities to the Port Authority. Judge Robert Winkler heard oral arguments today on the issue. He issued a temporary restraining order last week, preventing the city from signing the lease agreement. Kurt Hartman was the lone attorney representing the residents who filed the complaint. He said his situation reminded him of David versus Goliath, since the city had four attorneys present. He says that same analogy applies for his clients, too.
Where the plaintiffs, residents, voters, citizens of the city of Cincinnati, are trying to simply exercise their right, their inherent right, and the right that they've reserved under the city charter, to exercise referendum.
The main legal argument involves whether the city charter allows residents to have a vote on emergency ordinances. Hartman argues voters can challenge any legislation passed by city council. Cincinnati lawyers say that's not the case. City Attorney Terry Nestor says voters do have an option.
The city and its electors have a remedy for those who are upset at what City Council did. It's coming up at the end of this year, and it used to happen every 2 years, and now it will be happening every 4 years.
That's the chance to change the members of City Council. The city wants to lease the parking facilities to generate revenue to stabilize the city budget and to jumpstart major economic development projects to grow the city's tax base. Opponents fear such a plan will result in higher parking rates. The case is still likely to drag on even with a decision next week. The losing side will likely appeal any ruling.
Cincinnati will appeal a Hamilton County judge's decision barring city officials from moving forward with a proposed parking lease until voters weigh in on the issue. Judge Robert Winkler today issued his 17-page opinion about 2 weeks after hearing arguments in the case. He said just because the ordinance approving the parking lease had an emergency clause does not prevent people from voting on it. City Solicitor John Kerp says the appeal was filed today.
We are asking the First District Court of Appeals to act on this matter in an expedited manner. We are hoping that they will accept an expedited schedule with a goal of getting an opinion out on this ruling as soon as possible, hopefully before the effectiveness of any layoffs or hopefully before any other event occurs that requires the city to act on an emergency basis.
Kerp says Winkler's decision effectively ends the city's ability to pass emergency legislation. He says all laws are now subject to a 30-day wait. Meanwhile, attorney Kurt Hartman, who represents the four residents who filed the court action, says the judge got it right. The
judge in his decision, and I think a well-written, very extensive decision, came out down and said, yes, it is about voting rights and that the city charter reserves to the people of the city of Cincinnati the right to referendum all ordinances passed by city council.
While the case continues in court, the city manager today announced he's moving forward with his plan B to balance the city budget that begins July 1st. That proposal includes laying off 344 city workers, including police officers and firefighters. The city could also close three recreation centers, six swimming pools, eliminate human services funding, neighborhood support funds, and money for neighborhood business districts.
Those opposing Cincinnati's plan to lease its parking facilities to plug the city's budget say they have enough petition signatures to force a referendum. Opponents turned in more than 19,000 signatures today. They needed 8,522. Pete Witte says it wasn't hard to find people who wanted to sign.
But the other thing was people saying thank you. Thank you for this effort. They understand how bad the plan is. They're disheartened what's going on inside of City Hall, and they don't quite understand how they could unload an asset in a deal like this with the return to be only 2 years' worth of savings of the budget.
The signatures must still be validated by the Board of Elections.
Cincinnati won its legal battle to continue to pass emergency ordinances today, but now a council majority wants to repeal the parking lease ordinance that began the legal battle in the first place. The Ohio First District Court of Appeals ruled the parking lease agreement council passed in March is not subject to a voter referendum because it was passed as an emergency ordinance. Now council members Quinlevin, Seelbach, Sittenfeld, Smitherman, and Winburn have signed a motion asking the city to repeal the parking ordinance. In addition, they want officials to develop a budget deficit reduction plan for the city. But even with five members supporting the motion, it may never get a vote. Councilmember Lori Quinlevin responds to that issue.
The point is, if city administration knows that a majority of council doesn't support this parking deal as crafted, they should stop.
The motion could stall because Mayor Mark Mallory would have to place it on the agenda. Mallory says it's likely not going anywhere. Vice Mayor Roxanne Qual says council acted on the parking lease and now a court has said the city can move forward. But Qual says there won't be major changes to the budget. Council approved 3 weeks ago.
There'll be no retinkering. There may be some minor adjustments, but those will be very minor. I think that it is very clear that the vast majority of the funds need to be used to invest and invest in the future, not fill a hole from the past.
The city manager had suggested using parking money to balance the new budget beginning July 1st. Christopher Finney, a lawyer for the citizens who brought the lawsuit against the parking lease, says the plaintiffs have 45 days to decide whether to appeal to the Ohio Supreme Court. His clients are waiting to see what the city does.
Cincinnati Council is still debating repealing or modifying a parking lease with the Port Authority, even as an appeals court rejected a motion to stay its decision from last week that allows the city to move forward with the proposal. The Budget and Finance Committee discussed the issue for nearly 3 hours today. Anywhere from five to six council members either want to repeal the lease completely or to renegotiate the terms of the deal. City Manager Milton Dehoney says he needs to know something.
The administration would hope that council would deliberate in whatever fashion you intend to give us the clarity we need. If we're going forward, we should know we're going forward. If we're going forward only to stop in a week or two, that's not advisable.
Without a stay of the court decision, Dehoney could sign the parking lease before the end of the week. Councilmember Lori Quinlevin voted for the plan in March, but has now changed her mind because she says the circumstances surrounding the lease have changed.
And I think it would be a shame if you just go ahead knowing that the majority of council doesn't want you to. Yes, the mayor can technically, you know, prevent it from getting on a committee, but we can do better, and we should. There's no reason to just plow ahead.
But any effort to repeal or modify the plan would have to go through Mayor Mark Mallory, and he has the power to keep it off the council agenda. Mallory said last week he has no intention of placing a repeal ordinance in a committee.
Cincinnati City Manager Milton Dahoney says on advice of legal counsel, he signed the parking lease agreement with the Port Authority. In a statement, he says changes that have been discussed, including those to hours as well as the financial implication of those changes, can still be worked on. He also says any further ordinances from City Council on the agreement will be followed. Hamilton County Common Pleas Judge Robert Winkler yesterday lifted his temporary restraining order on the parking lease after an appeals court ruled in the city's favor last week.
The Cincinnati Port Authority has made some changes to the controversial parking lease agreement. WVXU's Ann Thompson explains.
The recommendations unveiled in a public meeting downtown spell out the specific grid where people will have to pay the meter until 9 p.m. It goes from Elm to Sycamore and Merring Way to Central Parkway. The rate downtown will remain $2 an hour for now, and over the 30-year lease would not increase beyond $5 an hour. Neighborhood meters will increase now to 75 cents an hour. When asked about aggressive enforcement, the board said police are not being paid more to write tickets, and there aren't sensors tied to every parking space alerting them somebody hasn't paid. Board member Tom Williams says leasing the parking to Xerox and others will provide the capital Cincinnati can reinvest for future growth.
For any city to compete and flourish in this new, highly connected world, it will require a structurally balanced budget and a bold, aggressive, creative approach to raising and investing capital. And we can't simply increase taxes to accomplish this.
Opponents of the parking lease are still fighting it and are asking the Ohio Supreme Court to hear the case.
A Hamilton County judge is allowing Cincinnati's parking lease agreement to go forward. Judge Ted Winkler today denied a temporary restraining order request filed by the group Coast, which opposes the deal. The coalition opposed to additional spending and taxes alleged the city manager made modifications to the lease and council never signed off on the changes. The city says the changes weren't major and that's how they operate on all matters. Judge Winkler sided with the city.
Maybe city council should have or probably should have voted on this change, but They didn't vote on the change. They let the city manager do his job.
The Port Authority, which is handling the lease, called this court action politics masquerading as a lawsuit. While the TRO was denied, Coast is still seeking an injunction. A hearing on that is set for September 26th. Earlier today, the Ohio Supreme Court declined jurisdiction in a separate parking lease case. That involved whether city voters had a right to place the issue on the ballot.
Cincinnati's parking lease plan will continue moving forward following a ruling by a Hamilton County judge. WVXU's Tana Weingartner has details.
The Coalition Opposed to Additional Spending and Taxes, or COAST, has spent the past several months trying to block Cincinnati's plan to privatize its parking operations. At issue this time is whether COAST had standing to challenge the plan. COAST attorney Kurt Hartman says it's a matter of state statute.
The General Assembly essentially said that taxpayers can and should hold, you know, city officials accountable and can do so through the courts.
But City Attorney Terry Nestor argued the law doesn't mean someone can challenge every action the city takes.
What you cannot do is be an interloper that is essentially inserting itself into the rightful conduct of government business. What they propose will simply slow down progress in Cincinnati. It will slow down projects from the river all the way into our neighborhoods.
Ultimately, Judge Ted Winkler agreed and dismissed the case. Hartman says Coast will likely appeal the ruling.
The plan to privatize Cincinnati's parking operations appears to be DOA. Mayor-elect John Cranley and seven city council members have asked the Port Authority not to move forward on the deal until after the new leaders are sworn in December 1st. At that time, they'll vote to stop it altogether. Cranley, however, isn't ruling out privatization completely and admits the city's parking system does need modernizing.
We want the ability to pay by credit card at every single meter in this city. And we're going to look at how to get that done. And that could include some of the elements of that they have, as Laura just mentioned, has learned over the course of the year. And we're going to look for ways to modernize the system.
Parking deal revenues were slated to pay for such things as upgrading the MLK 71 interchange and new firefighters. Cranley says those issues remain high priorities, for which he plans to find alternate funding.